Got Jeff. Jeff Stein's our national presidential expert, noted author. Find his books at Next Chapter Books. Also, he's got totallyiowa.com, the Iowa Business Report's his weekly business showdown in Iowa, and of course, the Iowa Politics Report comes from KXEL in Cedar Falls, Waterloo. Hi, Jeff.
What's new?
Not much. Are you calling? Are you at the Omaha airport waiting for a bus?
I am so close to getting on the bus. Almost there. No, I was nowhere near Omaha, and I still am not, although I could have made a healthy amount of money running a bus concession, couldn't I?
Oh, you could have. I kept thinking of that episode of The Simpsons where the old people were on the porch and saying, "I'm cold and there's wolves after me." And, you know, it just is, you know, how do you not? I mean, I'm not going to necessarily criticize the Trump campaign, although they partially are to blame for sure. The local organizers, how in the world did they not anticipate, how do we get all these people back again?
Well, how did they get there? I mean, the way I understand it is that they parked a long ways away from the event, just like, you know, pulled over to the side of the road in essence and were picked up by buses. Well, again, you don't want a one-way ticket to that sort of thing, especially when it's cold and it's at night, for crying out sakes. I mean, it was just, I just don't understand it. I don't under, did the local organizers not pay the bus company so they didn't come back? I don't know.
Well, I mean, you want to know the truth is part of it is, and this is a little bit of a shot at kind of those mid-level airports, because they'll say the airport and what they, you know, the airports are huge. I mean, airports are massive. Minneapolis-St. Paul is a massive airport. I mean, they're large. And so you have like the commercial area and you have the private hangar area. And I have zero doubt the private hangar area on the complete opposite side of the airport is where this thing was at. But they don't have the parking over there, so they need the parking ramps of the regular airport for this to work. Yeah, this was just a massive screw-up that they, you know, that – because, I mean, this looks bad. Now they're actually predicting that this might actually be enough for that because Nebraska does split up its electoral votes. There actually could be an electoral vote for Joe Biden out of Nebraska now because this was such a mistake.
Well, Trump did not win Congressional District 2, and that is the area around Omaha. He did not win that last time, and we know it because he kept reminding everyone of it. Why is he going to Nebraska? Because, you know, I'm going to win District 1, but I really want to win District 2, so I'm going to go there, and it's right next to Iowa, and so that'll be good. I mean, he was just saying all of this stuff. And, again, I come back from a logistics standpoint. How did the people get there? And why was it not done in reverse? I mean, because again, you can't bus people to a site and then figure they'll find their own way home. It just made no sense whatsoever.
Release the elderly, like majestic doves at the Olympics. Look at them go roaming off into the airport field. I mean, for goodness sakes, this is just.
It's one thing to have a super spreader event. It's another to then decide that you're going to kill off your voters by subjecting them to catching pneumonia.
Hypothermia. Yeah, hypothermia was the way to go. I will say this. Trump realizing the writing might be on the wall here is desperately and he's got his contingents like the freaking Partridge Family. They're running in every direction to every state, only they can't sing. And, well, anyway.
Well, the Partridge Family had a bus.
And Reuben Kincaid, too.
There's no bus in Omaha. The Partridge Family had a bus. Go ahead and work that into some kind of a Twitter joke tonight.
I will. That's nicely done. But they're scattering across the country right now. They're trying to hit these countries. But let's take Wisconsin right next door. Not only do you have – I don't know if you saw the atrocious numbers they had over there yesterday with coronavirus cases and 64 dead in Wisconsin. But
well, there's no – in football now.
And yeah, they can't. This is a lesser thing for sure. But yeah, the Nebraska-Wisconsin game now is not going to be played because a bunch of the players in Wisconsin are sick.
And I only mention that because I don't give two hoops about it, except Trump has people holding up signs at his rallies that say Trump brought back Big Ten football. He makes a big deal about taking credit for it. Well, I guess the Badgers and Huskers are not going to play. You take credit for that?
It took one weekend. Anyway, but you have this horrific – I mean, Wisconsin is truly a horrible state for coronavirus right now. On top of that, Washington Post ABC poll, which is not exactly a bad poll, 17-point advantage for Biden. Now, the Monmouth poll came on, or excuse me, the Marquette poll came on out and said it was a 7-point lead. But still, we are seeing polls. I don't see a lot of polls in these Midwestern states which Trump won, which show Trump with a 4 or 5-point lead, Ohio being the only exception. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, you're seeing polls there where the best it's showing for Trump is 5 to 7 points. And then every once in a while, in Minnesota, we had one too. You get a poll that's showing, you know, 16, 17 points. Now, I don't know if it's necessarily that big, but I almost kind of wonder, you know, it's too late. He's got to, I'm wondering if he's got to be looking at trying to find someplace else to get these electoral votes because, you know, I just don't see how he's going to be able to get Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin back in his column.
Well, this is how I can tell, or I believe, that they are gripping a little bit, all right? 4 years ago, I don't care what they say now, they did not plan to win, right? Trump did not plan to win. He did. That's why they had such a small victory celebration, because they thought he was going to concede. If you remember at whatever it was, 1:30 in the morning, Iowa time, when he came down and then spoke to people, it was not what you would have thought a Trump event would be. And again, it was because let's just get out of this as quickly as we can. Well, here's and because they looked at poll numbers, much like what you're citing now. Here's what I keep seeing from people on the right. Well, you know, this is where we were 4 years ago. You know, Biden is not up by as much as Hillary was in this state or that state. And so lightning will strike again. Well, here's the distinction. They probably really do believe that, right? Because they're saying, hey, look, it was undersampled last time. I'm sure it'll be the same this time. Well, two problems with that. One, lightning usually doesn't strike twice. But more importantly, the massive amount of early voting.
Unbelievable.
That is done. I mean, here we are days before the election, and in state after state after state, Matt, you already have more people voting early than in some states voted at all.
75 million votes have already been counted, or not counted, but brought in already, 75 million ballots. There still are something of the nature of 24 million ballots which were requested that have not been returned yet. So
some of those could be hand-delivered. Some of those are from people who, and I did not do this, but I'm sure there were some people who said, I vote on election day, by God, but in the event I get myself the COVID and can't leave the house, I want a ballot in hand. So what they'll do is they'll show up on election day, they'll turn in the absentee ballot unused and cast a live ballot. But yes, to your point, there could still be another 10 or 15 million.
7 days in the mail. 7 days in the mail yet still, yeah.
In some places, sure. Yeah. Especially when you're talking about, I'm just thinking of a by election day. You could have 90 million confirmed by election day, okay? God. So what this means is last time, you could say, hey, look, there's momentum in the last weekend, and you really, you know, you always want to peak on election day. No, you want to peak 3 weeks before election day because of early voting. And it's made worse now because of COVID. And so I think, you know, last night leaving people stranded in ditches in rural Nebraska notwithstanding, you know, I think the campaign had a certain bit of a role. Now, if you don't agree with the man and his policies, you don't think he's on a roll. But look, he's getting people to show up, and there was some sense of enthusiasm. And I thought after the second debate, he was getting some momentum. Okay, but if half the people have already voted, no, it's not going to matter. So when all of these Trump folks or folks on the right say, look, Republicans are undersampled in all these polls. It was this way 4 years ago. We're just counting on the polls to be wrong to that same degree this time. I'm fine with criticizing the polls, but it's a different situation, Matt, on the ground. Mm-hmm. This time, A, an incumbent, B, so much early voting. I don't think it's apples to oranges to talk about 2016 polls versus 2020 polls.
Well, and I think there's other factors too. I mean, Hillary Clinton was being hammered for the FBI Comey's press conference, as well as also that narrative that she's too sick to be president. That was being hammered hard. They don't have anything against Biden. They've tried the Hunter Biden thing. They're desperate to get that to cling, and it's just not taking off. On top of that, when you look at these early voting, the most pro-Republican numbers I've seen are something like 68-32 Democrat to Republican as far as ratios. Most of them are in the 70s that these early votes are coming back. Now, granted, a lot of that California, New York, that offsets those numbers. But even in Florida, it's like a 400,000 vote advantage for the Democrats there. It's like a 300,000 in Georgia. That means on election day you're already 300,000 in the hole. You've got to to really get the turnout going. And I think the Republicans will turn out on election day. But as we say this is our last live show. I don't know. I got to talk to you about the election night stuff. See if you're going to be around at all.
I'm leaving the country.
Are you?
I am. I'm leaving the country.
I might go with you. I mean, I hear Ottawa's nice. Canada won't let us in.
Yeah, we don't want your kind up here.
Get away. No. You go back. So let's talk a little bit about this. I mean, in your opinion, what do you think we're going to see on election night, and who do you think is going to win the election?
Oh, gosh. The title of my morning commentary is I Have No Idea. And that's short. And here's why. It's somewhat of what I just said. The Democrats have done a wonderful job of getting their people to turn out with early voting. The question now is, how many are left for Election Day? The Republicans have not done a tremendous job overall of the early voting thing, poisoned to a large degree by their own presidential candidate, who has now softened his stand, but a little late on that. So now that's where the momentum thing does play in. In other words, I think it is fair to say that a lot of Democrats did not, I don't want to say they stayed home, but they did not want to vote for Hillary Clinton. So they either did not vote or they left that race open on the ballot. The distinction is this time it's Biden versus Trump, not Clinton versus Trump. And the anti-Hillary vote that helped Trump last time, well, it isn't there. It's not so much an anti-Biden vote. And to help Biden, you now have 4 years of a record of Trump that does lead to more of an anti-Trump vote, if that all makes sense. And so, therefore, we don't know about these people who are not diehard partisans. You've got Democrats who are solid. Let's get the guy in there out. And many of those say, you know what? I don't care if Biden only serves a year, because we like what would be coming next. So there's some positive things you might be voting for. As a Republican or as an independent, you're looking at this going, I'm just going to make up my mind closer to the time of. And so momentum could play a role. But that's why I say I don't know. I don't know about this undersampling of Republicans. Yes, it was there 4 years ago. I don't know that I feel it now. I sure don't buy the Trump campaign saying that when people when people get tickets to these events like in Omaha last night, they talk about, did you vote last time? They get data. Did you vote last time? Are you a Democrat? Have you voted before, et cetera? And they keep talking about how they're building, right? They get all of these, again, new people who never voted. They're getting all of these Democrats who show up. Maybe, but how many Republicans, Matt, have they lost along the way?
Well, and at the same time, too, there is one thing, and you've seen it, I've seen it, at these rallies, it's generally the same crowd. And so I'll tell you what, we got to take a break. I got to give you this, though. The Anonymous, the book that from 2018, Miles Taylor. Right. Miles Taylor, the former Department of Homeland Security official, way to be brave and stand out only 6 days before the election.
Has been a fixture on CNN for 3 months and expressly denied to Anderson Cooper that you were the one.
Profiles and courage, this is not.
You mean they're not going to reissue the Kennedy book and add a chapter for this guy?
Exactly. We'll take a break. Come on back. Jeff Stein joining us. We got a lot of other politics stuff to talk about before we get to the election next week. So we'll talk about more about that in a second. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950. AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Jeff Stein joining us as we're talking about the election coming up here. Jeff, here's my theory. One, I think Ohio is going to become irrelevant. I think Ohio actually will probably go with Trump, but I actually still think it's going to be a pretty substantial Biden win. I think, you know, maybe one of them is wrong. Wisconsin, Michigan, or Pennsylvania. Maybe one of them is wrong. But Pennsylvania, he needs all three. And then on top of that, Florida has been trending more and more Democrat. North Carolina has been trending more and more Democrat. Georgia is the new Ohio. And I think that could be the outcome there. Arizona is all but gone for them. I just don't see how they make up these lost states, because Minnesota ain't going to be going into the Republican category. I can almost guarantee that. But it is kind of one of those things.
What if he held a rally in Minnesota and stranded people in the cold? Would that help?
No, they've been pretty happy bringing a bunch of contaminated congressmen back for their rallies. and sending them out to mingle in the crowd. They can't get out of their own way. And I think that I don't think it's going to be massive. It's not Reagan Mondale, but it's going to be, I think it will be called that night. I think it will be called before we get to the West Coast. And I think that's how I truly think. If I saw, when you look back at 2016, there were a lot of polls that showed that race was attainable for Trump. And because once again, it's not a national poll. You're looking at the states. You could say, well, and there were some mistakes made by the Clinton campaign. And so you had it as you went into that final weekend. Trump was closing in, and he closed in, if it was legit vote, he closed in at the right time. But he got the Electoral College votes to go his way. But right now, we already know that he's lost states that are just not going to come back. I mean, if Texas is gone, my God, I mean, the fact that Texas is really a toss-up, and talk about early voting, the Latino and the youth early voting in Texas has been off the charts. I mean, this is a kind of a nightmare for that Republican Party, because they don't quite know it. They've had such control in that state.
I don't think there's any doubt that Joe Biden wins the popular vote. I think that there is a path for Trump if he's able to bring in enough new people who don't show up in polls. But it's a very limited path, to your point. Remember 2016, he had to run the table, right? On certain states, he had to get Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, having already gotten Florida. How you replicate that without losing an Arizona along the way. Now, I talked to somebody in Texas today who said Texas is becoming blue, but maybe not this election. Okay, but again, it's showing a shift. And, I can lay out a path to victory either way. I'm not confident of the president getting the electoral votes of getting 270 electoral votes. I'll just say that. I don't have the same view you do, other than to say Biden's clearly winning the popular vote. But I just hope that we do know, one way or another, frankly, for the sake of the Republic, before breakfast the next morning.
I will say too that it's as you said, he's got to get that mysterious vote that doesn't get counted, but now it's got to be bigger than this youth vote, which was just not there in 2016.
That's also true.
Yeah.
That's very true. And again, the third thing that makes this different than 2016, civil unrest.
Yeah.
You can't say this is just like the polls of 2016, because those three factors that we've talked about this half hour, that's what makes it different. And, then
yes,
throw COVID in on it. Oh,
yes or no to the Senate stay? Do the Democrats get the Senate? Yes or
yes.
No? Yes.
Senate's – this is what's going to be weird. Trump wins the presidency, but he'll be impeached by July 4th because chambers will be Democrat.
If that does happen, it happens by April. Jeff Stein, once again, we'll spotlight this. We'll be back tomorrow. Till then, see ya.